Gunmen opened fire on the offices of an oil contractor in Saudi Arabia today. They killed at least five people, two Americans, two Britons, and an Australian. As they fled, the attackers led police on a chase through the city of Yanbu in northwest Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Interior Ministry says three attackers were killed. The target of the attack, the Yanbu Petrochemical Company, is jointly owned by U.S. ExxonMobil and a Saudi corporation. To talk about today's incident and the recent spate of violence in Saudi Arabia, we called Youssef Ibrahim in New York. He's managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. He's also a former correspondent for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, and he has been reporting in Saudi Arabia. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, the victims of today's attacks were foreigners, and this wasn't the first time foreigners were targeted in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, that's true. More important than this, Sarah, this is the first time an oil-related facility is targeted in the country, which is, of course, the largest oil-producing country in the world. Mm. So this is a significant qualitative and quantitative rise in the level of violence inside Saudi Arabia, which is managed by Al-Qaeda or its various tentacles and tributaries.
Well, I understand you've been making calls to Saudi Arabia. Do we actually know whether or not Al-Qaeda was behind these attacks today?
I think we are pretty sure that if it's not directly Al-Qaeda, it's groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda who are mushrooming every day in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Arab world. If you want to put it succinctly, you can say that's under the general umbrella of Al-Qaeda, which is morphing to become a much bigger club.
This is the latest in a series of attacks. Not even 2 weeks ago, a suicide bomber blew up a police building in Riyadh. Of course, there were those terrible bombings on complexes where foreigners lived a year ago. How strong is the Saudi royal family's hold on power?
The thing with the Saudi royal family is that there is no substitute to it at the moment. The only possible substitute would be Osama bin Laden and his crowd, and of course most Saudis would not want to see that happen. However, the country is in serious turmoil. It has never seen a level of violence on that scale, and it would be fair to say that there is a very serious debate within the Saudi royal family about reforms and what to do to face up to this challenge. And so the best way to describe the Saudi royal family at the moment is confused and shaken.
What's the security like in the country there? And how is the Saudi government there dealing with all of the violence that's been occurring?
Well, they're dealing with it very seriously, but the result of this has been to seriously disrupt the normal flow of life in the big cities. For example, in Riyadh, you run into checkpoints, you know, every few kilometers. People choose now to visitors from the outside would choose to stay in hotels near to the ministries or the place where they have to work, because you could lose 2-3 hours in traffic just trying to get to where you want to go. Security is very rigid, and the rigidity of the security is complicating the life of the average citizens the same way it's become for us here, but in a much more intense way, I'd say.
Well, are we seeing the work of a small but violent minority, or is there wider support for these attacks that undermine the Saudi establishment?
No, there is definitely wider support. This may be a small group that's the tip of the arrow, but behind it, of course, there is the very vast and very powerful Saudi religious establishment, which acts like political commissars for an army.
But weren't a lot of the radical imams fired recently?
Yes, but it's only the beginning of climbing a huge mountain. I mean, you're at the foothills, not at the peak. There are thousands of mosques in Saudi Arabia and tens of thousands of preachers, and it is virtually impossible to control the message that many of them propagate in mosques. And the mosques, in effect, have become the political party infrastructure.
Hmm. How much has the war in Iraq fueled these militant dissidents?
A lot. The war in Iraq, I would say, when we look back in a few years, will prove to have been a major catalyst for Al-Qaeda. We have presented Al-Qaeda with a wonderful gift, not to mention, of course, these horrendous pictures that emerged in the past few days about torturing, sexually abusing naked Iraqi prisoners. This is, you know, quite shocking for a very conservative Arab society like Saudi Arabia. I was taken aback myself in the last visit about how much Saudi public opinion, be it liberal or conservative, has all swung. I would say 90% of the Saudis completely disapprove of our actions, both in Iraq and, of course, in Palestine.
We reached Youssef Ibrahim in New York. He is the managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group, and he's been reporting in Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.